Thinking may not be what we think it is. Philosophers do thinking. Their thoughts are long and integrated. Politicians don't do thinking. Their thoughts are short and unintegrated. Mind you, politicians are just young people from well-to-do families, whose first trick in life was to feign confidence, class, and leadership. They will confidently send your children to war and make them kill under the threat of court-martial. The kids on the other side will already be forced to kill or be killed, and executions will be carried out immediately by the barrier troops right behind them. The politicians will see this as an economic opportunity, as a way to fuel economies and expand their presence, and of course, further their own careers. And they will bleed the war for as long as it is legally possible, and without any concern for any negative consequences. And certainly not laws that they can get away with breaking, by, for example, hiding in a leading majority. A philosopher, by contrast, will aim to dismantle the attacking regime decades prior to their potential attack, and thus protect the human beings, preventing the situation where they are threatened to kill or be killed. Politicians who dabble in philosophy will be quickly outcompeted by their more cunning peers. The president who is capable of considering that inconvenient truth is seen as an impediment to wealth and investments of existing politicians. Politicians will employ whatever discretion their positions grant them to simply eject the more apt leader, and prefer the uneducated, the unstable, or the downright fool. Arguing with a person who has invested decades into feigning leadership, class, and confidence is the same as arguing with a damn fool, who the moment they see themselves losing will change tactics to become absolute apeshit contrarian, with the aim to upset you and win the argument by simply making you leave. Therefore, I repeat, thinking may not be what we think it is, and some politicians may not be aware that war is entirely preventable. Others, coming from families with history of political involvement, may hope for war, noting how easy it is to redirect even a meaningless war directly into profit and career advancement. You should be asking at this point, what can we do to fix all this? And the real and full and dignified answer to your question must unfortunately be prefixed with a warning. Liars, or teachers, principals, and politicians, or any kind of person in authority, do not play to win. Only a loser enters an arena and then hopes to win. They enter their fields guaranteed to have won already. They cannot be removed. They will not be removed. They can only retire with made-up but extremely convincing sense of accomplishment. In a word, today, the man who sold the world have won. Tomorrow, your children will have their chance at helping the world. But they must outthink the man who will soon enough try to sell it out anew. They need real and effective education, far and away from the threat of having a low GPA, which can only force them into pretending to learn. They need real education, real knowledge, as that will grant them wisdom and real confidence and that real class and authentic leadership abilities. They have to learn for real so that they may first outcompete the liars who will forever pretend to be their mentors or friends and always on their side. And then, and only then, begin making the much needed repairs, which for everyone else will also start with making schools more effective. Today, real education means self-education, and that demands a sense of serenity and the unending pursuit of one's noblest curiosities. There are no schools that will inspire a mind to greatness. Veritas means nothing when it is paraded by the man who sold the world. Without a generation upon generation of authentic and inspired professors, your children only have whatever scraps of lectures there are, and narrated books, the best of which are free at the library. Do not stress them out with poverty. Do not threaten them with homelessness. Your children are the leaders that will keep the future generations safe from nuclear war and many other equally dangerous challenges. You will both need to start learning for real. So choose your trail and aim to walk them all. Appalachian Trail, Pacific Crest Trail, Continental Divide Trail, El Camino de Santiago, and Com Emine. Bring all the narrated books you can carry. Listen to great writers, storytellers, and great leaders whisper their greatest thoughts and achievements in your ears. Growing up has always meant growing all the way up and never just some part way. Make no mistake, a human being is only ever meant for authentic greatness.